Ben Ferguson filling in for Jay Sekulow live from the Republican National Convention.
All you've ever asked of your government is to stand on your side and not in your way, and that's what I intend to do. Let me just offer an advance warning to the old big spending, do nothing, me first, country second crowd. Change is coming. I'm not running for president because I think I'm blessed with such personal greatness that history has anointed me to save our country in its hour of need. My country saved me. My country saved me, and I cannot forget it. And I will fight for her as long as I draw breath, so help me God. I don't work for a party. I don't work for a special interest. I don't work for myself. I work for you. Friends, if you find faults with our country, make it a better one. If you're disappointed with the mistakes of government, join its ranks and work to correct them. Enlist in our armed forces. Become a teacher. Enter the ministry. Run for public office. Feed a hungry child. Teach an illiterate adult to read. Comfort the afflicted. Defend the rights of the oppressed. Our country will be the better, and you will be the happier, because nothing brings greater happiness in life than to serve a cause greater than yourself.
Ah, my friends, that were the words of John McCain last night as he closed out the Republican National Convention. Ben Ferguson sitting in for Jay Sekulow today. He may be joining us in moments as he lands getting back into town. It is so good to be with you. Well, there you have it, your reaction to what John McCain had to say last night. A man that obviously was making his appeal to the country and trying to really put a story to the words that we've heard so many times about him. War hero. We've heard that about him many times, but he tried to put, and even in the video you saw, and I want to get your reaction. What's your take on it? Here is the number, 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Last night he talked about even the founding fathers. He talked about those great men in American history that have had an impact on this country. But what really, and I watched it last night from the floor, and what I watched, and I had the great privilege of having next to me a war veteran as I was watching this, and you could see the emotion and the tears even form in his eyes, because I think what John McCain was trying to do last night was to explain what it means to be a war hero, what it meant to actually be in captivity, what actually he went through for 5 years being in Hanoi. What was the torture? And I think so many times we hear POW, and especially younger people in this country, we hear POW and a war veteran, and we don't understand what that means. And I think last night what John McCain did was explain to the American people what makes him different in many ways from Barack Obama. You saw Sarah Palin in her speech. Many have found that speech to be, in fact, we found out yesterday afternoon that speech was watched by just 1 million fewer viewers than the Barack Obama acceptance speech. That is the most we've ever seen for a vice presidential candidate that anyone has ever received. But to be at the same level as Barack Obama is very telling about this election in general. So we'll go to your phone calls. And I think what Sarah Palin did was her appeal to the American voter was, I am young. I am very independent on issues that matter to a lot of Americans. I know a lot about drilling. I know about war, about oil. I know about what it means to have a balanced budget. I know what it means to get rid of government pork and spending. And then you had John McCain last night saying, that's her thing. I know about that stuff too, but let me tell you about me. Let me tell you about what makes me different. Now, also, today is the last day, and I want to remind you, call and get the Foundations of Freedom, the book that we are giving away, 1-877-989-2255. As you heard John McCain talk about the Founding Fathers last night, you need to make sure you know about American history, and this booklet is so important. Today is the last day of the summer to get it, 1-877-989-2255, 1-877-989-2255, and your phone calls coming up on Jay Sekulow Live, Ben Ferguson filling in for the Republican National Convention. Freedom.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
All you've ever asked of your government is to stand on your side and not in your way, and that's what I intend to do. Stand on your side and fight for your future.
There it is. Some of the words from John McCain last night as he closed out and accepted the nomination of the Republican Party to become their official presidential candidate. I want to get your reaction. And I will tell you, today is the last day to get this booklet, The Foundation of Freedom, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution is all in there. There's no reason why you shouldn't get this for free. But one of the things last night I watched, and one of the things I took away is I've watched the Democratic Convention. And by the way, Ben Ferguson, you're filling in for Jay Sekulow. It is an honor to be in this chair today. As he's traveling. But one of the things that I took away from watching both these conventions and both these candidates is how important it is to look at what these men say and look at what they say in the historical context of what our founding fathers wanted. And that is the reason why you should call today and get Foundations of Freedom, because it is we are in 2008, and in many times we get so busy with the internet and with all these speeches and everything going on and what the newspapers say and the pundits. And as a voter, I think we need to step back and look at what our founding fathers stood for, what they wanted, and then try to figure out which candidate we feel is going to represent us and to the best of their ability and the values and the core values that we as Christians believe in, but also respect the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the things that this country was founded on. So I encourage you to call right now and get this today. Get it for you and your kids and your grandkids. This is one of those pieces of information that is so important to the history of this country and so important in times right now, yet we do not reference it enough. 1-877-989-2255. That's the number. Today is Friday, the last day to get this book for the year. It is free to you. I would encourage you to get it for your kids and grandkids, especially now. 1-877-989-2255. And there's no better educational way to talk with your kids about this election and their responsibility as citizens to go through this with them and talk about what this country was founded on. So 1-877-989-2255 is the number. Let's go to some of your phone calls now. Cecilia on line 6 from Florida. Welcome. You're on Jay Sekulow Live. Ben Ferguson with you today.
Good.
You there?
Good afternoon.
You are on, my dear. How are you?
Yes. I'm looking forward for John McCain to become the next president of the United States.
What did you like about what he said last night? What made you like him?
Well, I think he is a man of stature. He has the experience. And he has the true compassion in his heart.
And Cecilia, I think that's what a lot of people identified with last night. A lot of people got to put a story to the man and to the face and to the words of war hero and POW and torture. They got to actually understand what he went through and what makes him so interesting. We'll go back to the phones now. Let's go to Ann from my home state of Tennessee. Welcome. You're on Jay Sekulow Live. Ben Ferguson with you. How are you, Ann?
Hi, I am a Christian, have those same Christian values. However, I have to say that I was uninspired. I thought that Senator McCain offered absolutely not one solution to the crisis that we are facing. I am just really concerned.
Let me ask you a question. When you say that he offered not one solution,
not one solution to health care.
I want to deal with the issues here. So we can have a conversation, or you can become a drive-by caller where you throw out misinformation, or we can discuss it and do a good service to both people, to everyone listening out there. You're telling me last night, after everything he said about the mistakes that government has made, after all the things that he said about health care, after all the things that he said about teachers and how we need to kick some teachers out that are not doing their jobs and giving this country its God-given potential to become what it should be, when he talked about independence from oil, when he talked about fighting terrorism around the world, when he talked about the issues of protecting a life, you're telling me that all of that you did not hear last night?
No, listen, this is what I heard, and I'm speaking as a voter and as a resident, a citizen, and that is he acknowledged the problems, but there were no solutions.
Let me ask you this. What did you hear from Barack Obama's speech a week ago? Did you hear solutions?
I think I heard more depth than I heard from John McCain, and I'm sorry.
Well, give me one example. Let's deal with one. What's one example of what actually an actual policy, an actual initiative that Barack Obama said that John McCain did not offer last night?
Well, at least he spoke about health care coverage and how he could actually afford it.
Sounds great. We're going to give you free health care. How's he going to do it? And how's he going to do it?
Universal health care. I work with the very poor, so.
I'm very glad you have. But again, I don't. And obviously, you and I watch very different speeches. When I look at last night, I appreciate your phone call, but I find it interesting that you're having a very hard time telling me of actual substantive things that Barack Obama said when you say that John McCain said nothing last night. Steve, welcome. You are on Jay Sekulow Live. Ben Ferguson filling in. What did you think about what you saw last night? Oh, Steve dropped. All right, let's go to Abner in Texas. Welcome. You're on Jay Sekulow Live.
So thank you for taking my calls. Two quick comments, and then I'll let you comment.
Abner, let me play something for you real quick. I want to play a soundbite from last night of John McCain, and then I want to get your reaction, especially with what the last lady said. Go ahead and play bite eight.
Friends, if you find faults with our country, make it a better one. If you're disappointed with the mistakes of government, join its ranks and work to correct them. Enlist in our armed forces. Become a teacher. Enter the ministry. Run for public office. Feed a hungry child. Teach an illiterate adult to read. Comfort the afflicted. Defend the rights of the oppressed. Our country will be the better, and you will be the happier, because nothing brings greater happiness in life than to serve a cause greater than yourself.
Does that not sound like substance to you? Abner, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Are you there?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. McCain went to the armed forces. His father went to the armed forces. His grandfather went to the armed forces. McCain's two sons are going to go to the armed forces. How many people do we know that we have third and fourth generations living right now going to the armed forces? Palin's son is going to the armed forces. Let me make another comment. Barack Obama is the only one since last week who mentioned abortion and homosexual marriage, which he totally defended last week. You didn't hear Palin or McCain getting on him this week about that. Last week, Barack Obama makes a statement regarding gay marriage and abortion, and then he has enough gall to do some bizarre eisegesis and reads a verse from the Bible, and then he has the nerve to say, God bless you and God bless America. How does that... bless the babies from abortion.
Well, I think one of the things you bring up, and I appreciate the phone call, Abner, but I think one of the big things that I saw last night from John McCain, and this is just the difference in the two men and their and what they believe about this country. Barack Obama in his speech talked about what all he's going to give you. He's going to give you free health care. He's going to give you cheaper rates on your mortgage. He's going to make your house not foreclosed on. He's going to give you jobs. And I think what the difference between and that's what he wants to do is give away things in this country. Whereas last night you had John McCain say that you, the American people, are the answers to this nation's problems. Not a man, meaning himself, not a government. But if you take back your country, like the founding fathers wanted the people of America to do, we are going to be okay as a nation. And that, again, brings up why you should call right now and get Foundations of Freedom. It is exactly really what John McCain was talking about last night. You are the answer to the nation's problems. Well, if we don't know what this nation was founded on, and we don't teach our kids and our grandkids what this nation is founded on, we are going to be able to believe someday that all these other people are supposed to take care of us. Here's a number to get Foundations of Freedom. I cannot tell you how important this book is, and it's free to you today for you, your kids, and grandkids. 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. You can always go online to aclj.org. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll get to more of your phone calls. Marguerite, welcome. You are on Jay Sekulow Live. Ben Ferguson filling in. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. After last night's speech, you know, it was not as glamorous as Obama's speech. But after seeing John McCain's bio, you know, I'm partial to the military anyway. I have two boys, that one that had been and one that's still in the military, and I really it just drew me back to him because he would be a strong leader for this country. We are in perilous times, perilous days, you know, and those terrorists are never going to get up on trying to hurt the United States, hurt our people, hurt our troops. And we need a strong leader. I feel bad that, I mean, I've enjoyed watching the bio as far as his father and grandfather being in the military, his boys being in the military. And in regards to Obama, I feel bad that he was raised by a single mother. You know, he probably had some hard times. Those are the choices that she made on how to raise him. But as far as being a strong leader, John McCain takes the whole cake.
No, I think that you make an excellent point there. This last night, this speech last night, and I got to take a break. I appreciate your phone call. Coming up, more of your phone calls. And don't forget, Foundations of Freedom, so powerful what those words are. And I think John McCain reminded us of those last night, as he is the only presidential candidate that truly referred to our founding fathers. Here is the number to call, 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. Last night's speech was nothing like Barack Obama's speech. There was not as near as powerful or as many theatrics, but there was a lot of substance there, and there's two very big differences between this man. More of your thoughts and phone calls coming up. Jay Sekulow Live, 1-800-684-3110. If you'd like to talk to me, 1-800-684-3110. And don't forget, Foundations of Freedom, 1-877-989-2255. More after this on Jay Sekulow Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
It's the Logan Show.
Hi, this is Logan Sekulow, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real.
I'm not all right.
Toby Mac.
We're moving!
out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
Offer an advance warning to the old big spending, do nothing, me first, country second crowd. Change is coming.
There you have it. Well, it was a little bit of a play on words, and as soon as that was said, I said, you watch. That's going to be the main headline on the front of the papers around the country. John McCain taking a word that Barack Obama has tried to own throughout this campaign, and on the Star Tribune I'm looking at right now, and broadcasting live from the Republican National Convention, Ben Ferguson filling in for Jay Sekulow today. On the front page of the paper, it says, change is coming. Drawing on his maverick image, John McCain promised to reach out and work with all who want to get this country moving again. Let's get your phone calls. And don't forget about Foundations of Freedom. Today is the last day to get that booklet, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, all of these things, many more in there. The things, the most important documents of this country. And there is no better time to look at what our founding fathers won for this nation as you're comparing and deciding who you're going to support in this election. It is a great way to talk to your kids about, well, their civic duty and what it means to vote and what our founding fathers wanted from the man that leads our country today. The number 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. All right, let's go back to the phones now. We will go to Ian in New Jersey. Welcome. You're on Jay Sekulow Live. Ben Ferguson filling in.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. I just kind of had a question. I'm not necessarily sure who I'm voting for, but as a conservative Christian, when John McCain said that he serves the United States first, last, and always, do you remember when he said that?
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, I don't know John McCain personally, but I would say any professing Christian knows who they serve first, last, and always, and it's not the United States.
Well, I think, though, that also, though, you have to put it in the context of what he was saying. He was talking about America becoming the president. I think he was making a direct correlation between the things that have been said by Barack Obama and his wife. His wife said that she became proud to be an American for the first time when her husband announced he was going to become president of the United States of America or try to become president of the United States of America. I mean, I think that's what he was trying to distinguish. I agree with you. And I think John McCain is very strong with his personal faith and religion. Hence the reason why I talked about serving America. If you remember the quote I played a minute ago, he talked about becoming a minister. Now, I don't know many others that have done that, and I think you have to put it in the context of what he was talking about last night. He was talking about America last night. He was saying that his job is not to use this office to glorify himself or to become this, you know, I'm going to fix everything. No, he said when he was in captivity for 5 years being tortured and beat, his point is that he fell in love with this country. And when he came back, he fell in love with this country, and he's always going to serve this country. And he's always going to work hard for this country because he loves this country. And I don't think that was blasphemy, and I don't think he was trying to say that he loves his country any more than he loves God himself. I think you got to look at the context of how he was saying it. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go now to Jody in Texas. Welcome. You're on Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, Mr. Ferguson. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm going to assume that you're a Christian under the... You know, the show that we're on here, and I am. Go ahead, sir.
I am very much so.
Okay, I am a follower of Jesus Christ myself. I don't. I've separated myself from denominations, and but you know, I'm not a Mormon. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, but I am a follower of Christ. I believe He is God. I'm formerly a member of the armed forces, and but now as a saved man, I've actually repented for doing so because I had to raise my right hand and swear an oath and. I see the scripture doesn't allow me to do that. I don't want to argue that point. I just want my fellow citizens of America to know that serving in the United States military is not serving the Lord.
I don't think anyone says that. I don't think anyone has implied that. I certainly haven't. I don't think I think becoming a Christian is much more important than anything you can do in this world. I think that is one of the most important decisions, is the most important decision that I've ever made in my lifetime. But I don't think that John McCain has somehow tried to say that because he served in the military that he is above reproach when it comes to sin and failure and his dependence on and guidance from God.
Probably. You know, the propaganda starts early. I mean, it starts in the public school system, and then it goes up, and it happens in the temples. And, you know, God says, I don't dwell in the temples built by the hands of men. But I want to take you to Sarah Palin, the governor of Alaska. She has been quoted as saying in a church to a group of ministry students that going to Iraq, that's a mission from God. And
Let me say this real quick. I believe that I'm on the mission field when I do politics. I go on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and I feel that God has given me the ability to do this and to do politics and talk radio. I do secular talk radio every day, and I love doing Christian radio. But I think that is my calling. I think God has wanted me to do this and has opened the doors for me to do it. And I think she's saying that when her son signed up to go to Iraq, that is a calling that he has been called to do, probably because he prayed about it by God. Again, I don't think we have to look so deep and try to distort the issue here of what she's saying. I appreciate the phone call, but this is not, I mean, you want to talk about a difference between a man. He talked about God and his faith in God and how it was even solidified more so when he was over for 5 years in captivity, what kept him alive and sane. More importantly than that, you look at what Barack Obama said, is he said that we're going to look back in history and we're going to say that the day that he became president and got the nomination is a turning point in history in America. Well, I don't think the Founding Fathers would agree with that in any sense of the word. And again, that's why I think it's time for you to call and get Foundations of Freedom. Get it. Today's the last day you can get it this summer. It is free to you. It is so important, especially with the election where we are today. 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go back to your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Jess in Michigan on line two. Welcome. You're on J Secular Live. Ben Ferguson filling in. How are you?
Oh, fine. How about yourself?
Doing well. What did you think?
Well, I was a little bit leery of John McCain in the beginning, maybe because I didn't know him as well. I haven't heard him speak a lot, but after watching him speak and paying close attention, I'm really sold on the guy, and I'm really pleased with his pick for vice president. I think that this will help break the glass ceiling for women, but he also picked somebody who's really got a lot of character, and I think will really help the country. I'm really behind him, and I just I'm excited that we're going to have someone like John McCain running for president, and I'm going to vote for him.
Well, I think that, you know, what you obviously have done is you've educated yourself on the issues, and you've watched both these men, you've watched both of them speak, and I think that's what our calling is as Christians to do. I'm not going to endorse anybody on this program, but what I do is I think we need to look at what our history was founded on. We need to look at our faith. We need to check our hearts. We need to look and truly try to seek the answers that the Bible says about the core moral issues of the day and which person better represents you or I. That is what our calling is to do as Christians, is to make an educated decision using the Bible as our platform. And that is exactly what I hope everyone does, and that's exactly what I think we should do as a Christian community, because this election is very important for our future, for national security, and everything else. Look, I cannot tell you how much Foundations and Freedom has helped me as I go on TV, as I do things, as I even today, knowing what the Founding Fathers wanted for this country. If you have not gotten your free copy of Foundations of Freedom, call right now and get it today for your kids, your grandkids, and for your family. There's no better time to go through this than right now and to find out why this election is so important and what our Founding Fathers wanted for this country. 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. Call and get it today. Today's the last day. You can always go online, ACLJ.org. It has been great being with you, broadcasting live from the Republican National Convention. Jay will be back with you and Jordan on Monday. It's been an honor to be here today, filling in live from the Republican National Convention. And don't forget, call now and get Foundations of Freedom. 1-877-989-2255. Get it for your kids and your grandkids and use this to talk talk about why this election is so important and what we should be thinking about. I hope you have a blessed weekend. I will talk to you again soon. Ben Ferguson signing off from the Republican National Convention. Don't forget ACLJ.org.